Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. Folks, I have Roger Pugh with me. Roger and I have both been taking the Restore product made by Greenville Labs that's distributed by Fox Legacy, and we've been taking the Rejuvenate Gel and some of the other products. But the Restore is changing people's lives. I mean, it's a phenomenal product that Dr. Bevan Elliott has created. So, Roger, tell people what was going on with you and what effect have you seen with the Restore product?
Well, thank you, Dr. Dan. It's amazing. We've been on about a month now, and when I first started, my doctor wanted to put me on a second blood pressure pill because I could not get my blood pressure down to from the lowest I could get. It would be 145 to maybe 82 or something like that. And I've got a little health history. Back in 2012, I had a stroke, and so wow. I'm a 71-year-old male. So, but anyway, and I didn't want to. There's always, you know, I don't like medications and all that, and so I got on the Restore, and the third day was amazing. All of a sudden, blood pressure starting to drop. And now I'm in a situation where I've got to get a hold of a doctor because yesterday I took my blood pressure and it was 109 over 67.
Wow. Now, folks, that's an important thing to remember. If you take a product like Restore that lowers blood pressure, you do need to work with your doctor because your blood pressure medicine is pushing it down. Then Restore has a normalizing effect on the blood pressure. We're not sure how it does all that, but a lot of people are reporting it. So we do not want you to get it too low. Now, he's still in a safe area, but I wouldn't want it to go any lower than that. So, yeah, definitely get a hold of your doctor. But I know that the blood pressure medicine makes a lot of people feel lethargic and just don't feel good. And I've helped people with that and how to eat and things to take, like magnesium and stuff, to help with that. Now, didn't your wife also have problems with this?
Yes, I was going to say that, and my wife is, unfortunately, she's had a lot of health issues. She's got autoimmune disease, Hashimoto, thyroid, mm-hmm. and all that. And for the last 10, 15 years, she's been struggling with health issues. And her heart rate. One of the bigger things too was her heart rate was around 100 all the time, a little bit more. And she's on two different blood pressure medicines as we speak. Well, and still only getting it down to maybe 139 over 81 or something like that. Well, somewhat of the same effect was happening with her. As her blood pressure is down now to 128 over 72.
Respectable.
And the exciting thing, the most exciting thing to me is her heart rate now is 85.
Okay, fantastic. So, I mean, yeah. It still needs to be a little bit lower, and it probably will work its way on down. To the 70, 72, 75 area. But 85 is livable.
Well, compared to what it was, I'm excited.
Oh, I know. I can't imagine trying to fall asleep with my blood pressure. My pulse rate at 100. And, you know, it's like I just finished working out or something and still short of breath or something. So that's fantastic. In fact, probably in a few months, I may want to hear again if you guys have gone any further and how her autoimmune diseases are responding.
I'd be happy to, Dan, because we're really excited based on the results that we're having. Like I said, it's as you get older, then it's supposed to be the golden years, and it seems like, you know, getting old ain't for the weak. So I think we've got a product here that's definitely helping us, getting us on the right track anyway.
Okay. Well, you're going to help a lot of people out there. They need to find out for themselves if they'll get the same results. So, thank you very much, Roger, and I appreciate it.
Dr. Dan, it's been my pleasure talking to you, sir.
Folks, I got Roger Heal with me, and he's a managing partner for Greenville Labs that makes these extraordinary products that affect the mitochondria and balance the body, the Rejuvenate Gel that I've been talking about for quite a few months, and now this Restore product that is changing people's life. And they got new other products coming out. It's being distributed by Fox Legacy. And Roger, we've talked about this on our Saturday call. In fact, if people want to listen to our Saturday call, which is at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, how do they get a hold of that? What is the number for that?
The number they can call, Dan, is 608-906-0003. And that health and wellness call that we do comes on Saturday at 12 noon Eastern.
Now, on the Restore product, we're seeing results like we've never seen, but Dr. Elliott, which I want to talk to him about this very soon. Dr. Bevan Elliott is a real genius in this area, and he's doing things I've never seen done. So I want people to take advantage of these. If people want to get a hold of the Restore product, and they've been hearing testimonials, and you and I both have our own, and the Rejuvenate Gel, I mean, I had injured my wrist to a point I couldn't open the door with my hand, put that on my wrist a couple times, put it on again maybe once or twice the next day. Never bothered me since. My back bothered me. I just put it and rub it along the low back or put it on the back of my neck. Doesn't bother me. At least for me. Some people may have to do it a number of times, but we're seeing just tremendous results in that. And I put it on my face, on my neck, my hair, and when I first thing when I get out of the shower, and then I have some old shoulder injuries that sometimes act up, and I'll rub it on my shoulders, and it's made a world of difference. But now I'm learning from Marcia Bell. She's mixing the Restore product with it and seeing a phenomenal effect with that. And I know you use it that way too, Roger. What are you finding?
Well, it's a great product for anything really that affects your hair, your skin, or your scalp. I mean, literally from your face to your feet. And it has that amazing ability to penetrate and affect discomfort and, you know, in joints, you know, your neck, your back, your elbows, your arm, like you were mentioning. It's just an extremely versatile product. Also stimulates circulation. Well, for those people who have conditions that affect their feeling in their extremities, you know, like the neuropathy type symptoms. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely amazing.
That's right. I forget about some of those really strange and wonderful effects we've seen with people that are suffering from neuropathy. And if you add the Restore together with it, that would take it to a new level and take the Restore internally. Folks, when you use that Restore, you're going to have a most wonderful balance in energy over it. It may take a little bit because it's going to help the body heal. But you're going to see for yourself, it balances the energy, and yet it gives you almost a childlike energy. You're not hyper, but you just feel good, and you have that great sense of well-being. Roger, how do people get a hold of these?
Again, they can call 301-526-0600.
One more time.
301-526-0600. 0600, and mention that they heard it on your show.
Okay. Yeah, tell them that Dan sent you, and Roger and I know each other really well, so you can just say you heard it from the radio guy if you forget my name, and you'll see what I'm seeing. This is my favorite thing. I love things that change people's lives, and this is definitely doing that. Thanks again, Roger. I really appreciate it.
All righty.
For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health, if not the most important, is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best, Body Dynamics, call 800-MEGA-910. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. And I have Stu Tomp with. So, Stu, we've been doing a series of shows talking about the study that came out in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine showing that, and 11 people, it's just a preliminary study, 11 people that were classified with a PTSD, which is pretty severe. You know, we're losing a lot of people to suicide and everything else. Very sad disease. And out of that 11 people, 10 of them had a significant improvement in their response to stress. They were, you know, the PTSD was, let's say, would be buffered to a degree because of the effect of cannabidiol. And now you have some more interesting things because it's also anti-inflammatory. So, Stu, thank you for being with us. Explain that.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Dan. And we're trying to thread a very fine and delicate needle here. And let me be very direct. Natural products don't treat PTSD. They're not alternatives to Valium or Ativan for treatment-resistant
anxiety. Oh, yeah, those things are so wonderful.
Well, they are. But I want everybody to know that the challenge we have here is that this molecule and the other molecules like it, these cannabinoids, they seem to be better. They seem to be better and safer than a lot of those drugs. So we have a very fine needle to thread because we're not letting you down a primrose path where we're saying you can use this as a treatment.
I have a comment I'm going to make on that.
Please go ahead.
CBD is very, very, it's wonderful for the brain in many ways. Valium and some of these other things, it's not hard to beat them in the sense that as far as being good for you and over the long run, not being effective.
So. Okay, that was good. But let's face it, Valium was the alternative to opioids, and for a while it was the most widely prescribed drug in America. And so what we're learning now is that there are other things other than hitting that one receptor. There are all these complex processes of communication in the brain, so rescuing brain cells. That's what we're learning, that if you take plus CBD oil over time, you're rescuing brain cells. So the reason we talk about PTSD first is because that's what you need to kind of show that there's a signal. Now, we're not going to be developing a drug for PTSD. We're more interested in a healthy stress response. So if our product works with people that have PTSD, and we can integrate our product with a healthy, what I'm calling pro-brain cell lifestyle. We've been living anti-brain cell lifestyles. I'm more interested now in pro-neurogenic modulators. And that's what our product is. It can rescue brain cells. So that's what I wanted to unpack today, how it can help you and exactly how it works.
Okay, pro-neurogenic lifestyle, is that how you're saying that?
Yeah, pro-neurogenic modulators. Everything you can do to modulate your life so that you're keeping your brain cells alive, because that's what counts. We make them all day long, but they're getting wiped out. So what are you doing to keep your brain cells alive, and what's that connection between your long-term changes in cognitive function? If you are frustrated all the time, you reach over and pull your shoelaces, bam, it snaps, you want to break in half? Man, you need some help on the pro-neurogenic side. You've got some anti-neurogenic signals keeping you down, and I want to recontextualize the conversation.
Well, if you look at it, folks, you're probably a little bit like me. You get up in the morning, you turn on the news, and you go, oh, another college kid or another person here shot up the campus or did this or did that. You're starting to get a little bit numb to it because it's coming way too common, where it used to be very rare. Now, because of a really poor nutrition, when you deplete the body of B vitamins and omega-3 oils and all this stuff, the nervous system cannot tolerate it after a while. And then little things that shouldn't bother a person or they should be able to handle throws them off. And when a big thing happens, they just break. And so now we're looking at what can we do to get the brain healthy and balanced where it can handle stress and can be happy and peaceful, at least deal with life in a healthy way. So,
and you know what, Doc? You know this as well as anybody from your years of exercise physiology. Mm-hmm. It isn't that complicated. If you're moving around, eating a balanced diet, you're making brain cell to brain cell connections, the brain communication is healthy, and the gut diversity and microbiota diversity that communicates with the brain is all in accordance. Inflammation is down, cortisone levels are down, so you make a brain cell, and guess what? They make long connections. And I believe they get all interconnected, and that weaves the fabric of your experience. If you've got an unhealthy diet and you sit around, it kills the brain-derived nootropic factors in the brain connections. The brain communication gets just destroyed. Microbiota diversity, it's like they get like mustard gassed, right? And then you get all the firmicutes. No, seriously.
No, they do. They do get destroyed. I just thought the analogy of mustard gas in your gut was something. Now, seriously, folks, you don't actually get mustard gas. But inflammation in the gut, very interestingly, destroys the probiotics. And they're finding that the probiotics in the gut and the whole terrain within that communicates with the brain. That's why you have a gut instinct about things. You really do have that. And a lot of effects, I think, reflex from the gut to the body, causing a response without ever having to leave the gut. But the negative side of it, too. And so when the gut is under stress, it gets acidic. It gets an environment that is not conducive for probiotics to grow. But they actually do enemas with people with probiotics to make that healthier, and they change heart disease, inflammation in the joints, dementia, all kinds of stuff. So Stu is now telling us that, hey, if you're taking a really good quality CBD oil, it will help bring that back into balance. Is that what you're saying, Stu?
Yes. It's part of the grand unified theory that includes...
You finally solved Einstein's theory. I'll be darned.
But it's not me. It's Ethan Rousseau. He called it GUT for the grand unified theory, G-U-T. So, hey, I don't get the credit. I'm a node. I'm bringing you the information, okay? Here's what's so cool, what Dr. Dan just said. We now can measure, if you have more Firmicutes versus Bactericides. The Firmicutes are the real, you know, putrefying kind of smellings from breaking down, you know, dead carrion and so forth. That ratio of those bacteria in the gut directly influence those long tendrils from these neurons that may or may not be living, that send these long runners all the way into your gut, into the vagus nerve. So that interface, that connection of gut microbiota diversity and endocannabinoid signaling with a feedback loop back up to the brain and the HPA access, you start to learn how interconnected this stuff truly is. It's cool stuff, right? Getting healthy gut diversity. Listen, getting healthy gut diversity and exercising, you stabilize your own endocannabinoid tone. So if you remember Jeff Bland 30 years ago from Metagenics, mm-hmm. Before anyone was talking about the endocannabinoid system, he said if your gut is perfectly healthy, so is your central nervous system. You can't have a perfectly healthy gut and a whacked out central, at least in general, in theory.
Let me give him a little bit of
complexity to that.
Let me give him a little background then. In front of your spine runs a nerve from your brain all the way down through called the vagus nerve. That goes out and measures stress throughout the body. They took laboratory animals and put them in water and had them swim till they almost drowned. Doing it with mice, no humans involved. But anyway, did it with mice. The ones, they cut the vagus nerve on some of those. Those did not die from the constant day in, day in of that stress test. But the ones that didn't have their vagus nerve, the stress that was fed back to the brain that caused inflammation to the immune system to spread out cytokines and everything else, creating inflammation, destroyed the brain and the heart and the organs of the body, and they died of stress. But that vagus nerve, Sue's really onto something here, saying keeping the gut healthy, that vagus nerve is reading the inflammation within that gut. And if that's healthy, it makes the whole system feels healthy. But if it's not healthy, it stresses the whole body. So that's really, I like that you brought that up. I hadn't thought about that in a long time.
Oh, thank you. And then all the excess pours over to the extracellular matrix and all the fascia and the lymphatics. And that becomes a phase change. When there gets to be too much toxicity there, then you start growing gout crystals and arthritis crystals. And you start to see how this entire inflammatory cascade can get out of hand about a million ways from Sunday. So the goal is to try to increase the brain-derived nootropic factor, increase endocannabinoids, and the gut microbiota diversity. Here's the cool part. You don't need to take our product to do it. However, it would help. So here's for the gut. Use the raw formula, that red one. Dan, think of this, Doc. Oh. If it's only a small percent CBD, most of it's just green, dark, rich plant prebiotic food, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It is. So people have been using that for the gut because it's in the acid form. And that way it behaves differently. It works more in the periphery, and it helps with gut inflammation because that CBDA is different than CBD. And it also fits into the serotonin receptors in the gut. So if you're having digestive issues or gut motility issues, and you also want to feed the probiotics, you can also take it with Jerusalem artichokes and leeks and garlic and probiotics and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
However, run around and get a varied diet. That will rescue your brain cells and then balance the Firmicutes and the bactericides in the gut for global homeostatic balance. That's what we're trying to shoot for.
And if you're taking fermented food, which is one of the best ways to do this, true fermented food, not one that just has vinegar on the back, but it's been using distilled water and sea salt to ferment it. Or if you're taking probiotics, take it with fiber. Probiotics loves to eat fiber. And that's where it'll multiply. You should have 4 to 5 pounds of good probiotics, or 3 to 4 pounds of good gut, and 1 pound of bad. In our society, we're lucky to have a pound, a half pound, and the rest of it is inflammatory type of bacteria competing for the same receptor sites. You want to reverse that cycle to really be healthy. And so a detox program, intermittent fasting, waiting to about noon to 1 to eat, that's what I do, along with a ketogenic diet and a lot of good vegetables. You got to bring all that together, but also take advantage. And you're saying the red with that plus CBD red form by CV Sciences, you think may be better for the gut.
Well, yeah, if we're saying specifically for the gut microbiota diversity, when you think of what's in there, and it took me years to figure this out, it's a dark green paste. We have the seed and the shell, all those little, the stuff, the grossamide, the lignins that are in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's bitter, and we all are missing bitters, and that's part of how bitters work in the gut is through the endocannabinoid system. We had really no idea. It has a lot of the beta-caryophyllene from black pepper, which is a CB2 agonist, and the CB2 receptor is what dampens the cytokine response and stimulates that fat burning through those autophagic processes that get turned on via the CB2 receptor. So for gut motility issues, I'm thinking it might be... Now, if you have central sensitization, you've got horrible pain, add the gold on top of the red. The hardest thing you and I will communicate, it'll take us 10 more years. The customer will know when she is free of physical distress or pain. It will either work or it won't. People are reporting that it's working for PTSD. It might work for anxiety and stress. Who knows, it's worth the shot. Like, that is hard to communicate, and that's why it's going to take years of education.
Stu, I really appreciate you being with me. And folks, you're going to learn more, and check this out. If you just caught part of it, check it out on iHeartRadio and look for the podcast under Dan's Health Talk. Thank you, Stu. I really appreciate it, buddy.
My pleasure.
There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world of difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. I have Roger here with me, and he's a managing partner for Greenville Labs that produces a Restore product, the Rejuvenate Gel, that is being distributed by Fox Legacy. And these are extraordinary products, what they'll do for your energy, with your health, and the rebalance of the body. Roger, I've been telling people about this for quite a while, but people are asking, how do they get a hold of it? And I know there's a high demand for them, but how do they get a hold of these?
They can call this number, 301-526-0600.
Okay, 301-526-0600, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Roger. I really appreciate it. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to D. Soloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. D. Soloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Welcome back. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition, and you're listening to Dan's Health Talks. Now, I have Dr. Larry McDay, and Dr. McDay is a brilliant nutritionist. He's a PhD in nutrition, also a naturopathic doctor. He's been at this for many, many years. In fact, I spent 5 years studying with Larry because I needed someone in Oklahoma that really studied this stuff as much as I did, that I could bounce ideas off and see what he thought. And I didn't want the class to end. I was not concerned about getting the degree. I was concerned about having someone I could talk to, and that's continued since then. So, Larry, I really appreciate you being here, and I appreciate knowing you and the things I've learned from you. So thank you for being with us.
Well, you're certainly welcome, Dan. Always a pleasure to speak with you, and I always have had a good time with you in class. You add a lot to the class.
Well, yeah, apparently I add too much to the class. I had that I had that trouble in college. One time I wanted to skip class, and I asked my professor if I could, and he said, yeah, I'll be able to get through my class lecture if you skip, because I asked him so many questions within an hour. But anyway, now I do it professionally. Now, Larry, you've studied this in depth on different things that have an anti-aging effect on the body. What nutritional things are now on your radar that excites you the most, that you think has the most dramatic effect on anti-aging?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that we have to take a close look at, and people overlook some of the tiniest things out there. And we've done this for years, and both on the orthodox medical side and on the naturopathic side. We've seen to kind of jump on some particular bandwagon and leave other things to the side. And the thing that I'm most excited about, yeah, there's a million different things out there. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but there are many things out there that you can do to help with the anti-aging situation. But you want to make sure that you continue on. We want good cardiovascular health. We want to avoid the cancer situation, the gut situation. So many things are involved. And we can approach from different avenues to achieve these goals that we have of long living, healthy living as we live older. But one of the things I think a lot of people overlook, and it's a national almost epidemic, where, and you're going to think this is kind of mundane, but most people are so deficient and so low in vitamin D3.
Mm-hmm.
Those that are in the know will say, well, I take vitamin D3, I take this, I take that. But what they don't know, if they don't work in tandem with another nutrient, meconium known, you have to, again, say, well, the vitamin D3 that I'm taking basically is going down to the wayside. Eventually, it's not going to do me much good. You have to have vitamin K2.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have it in specific delivery systems. One of the better or best delivery systems is the MK7. There are different substrates or classifications of that K2. Now, K2 can be found in a lot of veggies, a lot of other foods, but again, it doesn't get processed very much are very well, and so you need to usually supplement, but you need to have the K7. The main thing that that rascal does is help, of course, the calcium and magnesium exchange in the cell, but it also makes sure that you don't have a bunch of plaquing or atherosclerosis plaque form, because our friend K7 is almost a chelator. It goes in and grabs all that plaque and takes it slowly away in a very slow process, a safe process, and a healthy process.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that really excites me. Now, in the research I've done on it, MK4 and regular K2 does not do anything as far as removing the calcium. And yet I see a lot of companies put them all in there together. And K1 can be a problem if anyone's on blood thinners. But MK7, when you get over 300 micrograms, around 330, that's what the research, along with D3, 5,000, 10,000, I use a D3, really show the removal of the plaque. But one of the things that excites me is the way it affects the mitochondria. It energizes the mitochondria as well.
Yes, it does. And here's the situation. You mentioned dosage there, and we have to be careful on this, and there's a lot of research out there. Some companies will say all you need is approximately 130 micrograms of the MK7. Again, that's great that you have that, but I prefer that we have at least a 300 milligrams, not milligrams, let's
micrograms.
Micrograms to do the job. Now, when I take my D3 in the day, in the morning, and you got to be careful taking D3 later in the day if you want to not have problems. It's always better to take it early in the day if you're a normal day person. However, with the microgram usage of the MK7, I've learned through research and through almost empirical data, you don't want to mix the two in the same formula. A lot of people do, but I think it's a good idea to separate them and take them in a different dose, a little bit apart from one another, and I think you get better results with that. Research tends to show that right now. It's not actually proven yet. It's still a theory, but I think it's going to turn out well.
See, folks, that's why I like Larry, to interview Larry and learn from Larry, because I take them together. I didn't know that there was a problem taking them apart. And taking them together. I didn't know it might be to my advantage to take them apart. Now I got to look at that and check into that more. Tell people how to get a hold of you.
Well, my telephone number is area code 405, and that number is 447-6448. That's 405-447-6448.
Thank you, Larry, for being with us.
You bet.
For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just looked years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. This is Dan's Health Talk, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. I have a friend of mine with me. Becky is a representative of Noric Naturals. And Noric Naturals, you know, there's a lot of fish oil. Some of them are cheap out there, and there's a reason they're cheap, because I could maybe feed it to my cat, but I wouldn't feed it to a human. But there's others that are so high quality that they make a tremendous difference in your overall health. In fact, there was a study done at UCLA in 2007, I believe, where they showed it about between 2,000 and 3,000 milligrams of EPA DHA would put the brakes on Alzheimer's, and at 2,000 and over that would help reverse it if you started early enough. And that was a very, very important study, and it was actually done with Noric Naturals fish oil, because Noric created the placebo form and the fish oil in the capsule, so there could be a double-blind study. So, Becky, I really appreciate you being with me.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
Well, you know, when I first started talking to Noric, you know, our friend Todd and our friend Stu Tomp, they were doing a lot of cod liver oil. I've always been taking the Ultimate or the Ultimate 2X, and sometimes now a doctor friend of mine said if you take the DHA at high dose before you go to bed, you'll sleep better and you'll have wonderful dreams. So I'm starting to play with that. But I don't talk enough about the cod liver oil. What are you finding with the cod liver oil?
Yeah, well, what I like at this time of the year with people dealing with, an immune compromised situation, you know, they're more fatigued. We're under a lot of stress with the holidays, and there's a lot of viral and bacterial stuff going on out there. The cod liver oil, you know, that's been taken for hundreds of years. You know, our grandmothers, most people remember them having to take a spoonful in the morning, you know.
Yeah.
And
they didn't know how to process it. I'm old enough to remember that. It was a little bit rancid back then. Not anymore, though.
Exactly. Yeah. They didn't know how to process, and it tasted bad. Yeah, so that's what's great about Noric's. Obviously, we've got, like we were talking about, the oxygen-free manufacturing process, so our cod liver oil tastes amazing. It is smooth. It is light. There's no fishiness. You can literally make we've got a dressing, a Greek dressing you can make with our lemon cod liver oil. Yeah. Huh. But the reason why it's so great is because it has a lot of fatty acids, more than the sardines and anchovy source that like our Ultimate Omega does have. There's a total of actually 37 different fatty acids. Yes.
After all these years of doing this and talking about, I've never heard that before.
I know, and this is something why I've been talking to my accounts more and more, and they're all kind of being reminded and just understanding that, yes, what happens is when you have all the other fatty acids, like 5s, 7s, 9s, 11s, on top of, you know, omega-3s, of course, there's omega-3s in there, there's EPA and DHA, but the blend of all these, this variety actually supports the body's immune system and energy and vitality in a sense that it's, you know, our bodies have to make a lot of those. So those are called non-essential fatty acids because we don't have to get them in our diet. So the essential fatty acids, omega-3 and EPA and DHA, they do have to be, you know, taken in the diet. But when our body makes those other ones, you know, normally that's fine, but if you are in an immune compromised situation, you're either trying to prevent getting sick or you are sick, if you can take the burden of your body making those other ones, you know, the 5s, 7s, 9s, 11s, et cetera, off, it's kind of like if you're laying on the couch not feeling well and you need a cup of tea, you could get up and go, you know, get your own. But if you could lay there and say, you know, honey, can you go get this cup of tea for me? You're saving yourself that energy. And so what it does is it just helps the body, it supports it and takes that burden off. It allows, you know, to not drain the overall vitality and vital force, you know, that we need. So that's one reason why it's a good idea to take it during this time of year.
Well, I'm also thinking the omega-7 protects the mucous membrane. And it has strong anti-aging effects. Omega-9 does too, but omega-9, you can get some of that in olive oil. But omega-7, a lot of people are selling that by itself because of the anti-aging effects it has. And now when the chance of getting a respiratory problem, it starts in the mucous membrane usually, folks, in your sinuses and throat, protecting you along that line. So that is cool. But 32 others that I didn't know about? Here's a guy with a PhD and didn't know that. I didn't know that.
I know. See, we all learned something new. Yeah, it's 37
37. Okay. I'm going to have to, you're going to have to send me a list and what each one is known for and stuff. I got to get up to speed here.
Yeah. I don't think I even know. But yes, that is what the studies show. And of course, there's vitamin A and D, you know, in it naturally. We also have a cod liver oil with an additional 1,000 milligrams of D added. So you can actually get that synergistic product.
I remember as a kid, a doctor across the street, one of my family doctors, the puppies were sick, and they were given cod liver oil. That was the only way we got vitamin A and vitamin D back then. And they knew that it was important, but they would, you know, I'm talking many, many years ago, folks. I'm 69 years old, so I'm talking about I'm nine or 10 years old. So we're talking about 60 years ago. That's what they would give us. Was cod liver oil, and they knew it was healthy. Now they understand all why it's healthy. And one of the reasons it's hard to get vitamin A, vitamin C. If you live by the cold water areas of the country, the likelihood of having depression, anxiety, joint problems, heart disease, all that where you're eating salmon and things of that sort goes down dramatically. But if you don't have it, like we here in the middle of the United States, you have to supplement with it. Now, Becky, we're out of time here, but folks, look for Noric Naturals. That's the best in the market, it's the purest in the market, and most potent in the market. And try the cod liver oil. Thank you, Becky. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. I have Roger here with me, and he's a managing partner for Greenville Labs that produces a Restore product, the Rejuvenate Gel, that is being distributed by Fox Legacy. And these are extraordinary products, what they'll do for your energy, with your health, and the rebalancing of the body. Roger, I've been telling people about this for quite a while, but people are asking how do they get a hold of it. And I know there's a high demand for them, but how do they get a hold of these?
They can call this number, 301-526-0600.
Okay, 301-526-0600, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Roger. I really appreciate it. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks, and I really appreciate you tuning in. And you can also find these shows now being, so it should be podcast up on iHeart. So when you go to the iHeart's website and you look for podcasts, you'd go to the health area and look for Dan's Health Talk. There's another Dr. Dan. So I didn't use Dr. Dan's Health Talks. I just used Dan's Health Talks. But anyway, I want you to be aware of it. I want you to share it with friends and family. Because what I'm trying to do here after over 21 years, it won't be long for us, 22 years of doing this, I want to get you up to speed on how to take care of your health and how to live a more vital, more energetic, and a longer life and a more quality in your life. Now, we talked about children, but a lot of what I said applies to adults as well. One of the things that happened, and I've noticed it was as I've gotten older, as I get older, it's harder to get a good night's sleep. I have to get really good at what I do. And one of the things, and you hear me run the ad on Vigorest, it has a lot of wonderful things in it that feeds the brain what it needs to give me a good quality sleep. And if I was really stressed, I could take maybe a quarter of what I take or half of what I take at night during the day once or twice, to just take the edge off the stress. And one friend of mine, he did that all the time. He actually put it in his coffee. But sleep is so, so important to how you're going to feel and how you're going to function the next day. So I also, at my age, I take melatonin. I take about 5 milligrams on top of taking the Invigorest. Now, there's a melatonin cream that you might rub on your wrist or different areas of the body that also is very good. I think LifeFlow makes a melatonin cream, and you can find that in health food stores. Invigorest, I want you to listen to the commercials to get the special. You have to tell them that Dan called you, and you get a discount. But listen to the phone number and everything, or go to restandrepair.com, and is spelled out, restandrepair.com, and put Dan in there on the code. C-O-D-E, put Dan in there and get a discount. And that's a wonderful way of taking it. And I've been taking that product for over 10 years. And it's a great, great product. I really recommend it to everybody. So sleep is very important. There's things you can take during the day and during the evening to help you get good quality sleep. Ashwagandha is an African herb. It's really very, very effective on helping with adrenal glands. L-tyrosine, taken first thing in the morning and sometimes before lunch, about 500 to 1,000 milligrams or 750, very, very important. Also, getting your adrenal gland in your thyroid checked out. If you have a thyroid deficiency, then it's very strange. You have low energy but anxious at the same time. And one of the things I look for when I'm doing nutritional counseling, I look at a person's eyebrows, one of the first things I look. And if they've lost the hair on the outer side of their eyebrows where they're bunching together like Groucho, then that's a clear sign to me that they have thyroid problems. Sometimes the baldness is a hypothyroid problem. So you have to get your iodine levels up. Terry Naturally has a great iodine called triiodine, but there's also one, I think, in some pharmaceuticals, Idoral. And there's three forms of iodine. There's iodide with an O, and there's iodine, and there's potassium iodine. There's two different forms of iodine. But the iodide steals an electron from hydrogen peroxide, takes that oxygen away, and turns it into water. Well, too much hydrogen peroxide brings on cancer. So that's the reason that there's such a low level of cancer in Japan, and it's because of all the kelp they eat. They eat about 13 milligrams of iodine a day by eating kelp with almost every meal. So I personally take about 25 milligrams of iodine. And in the beginning, you may even take more than that because it knocks out the halogen molecules like fluoride and bromine and some of these that build up and try to replace iodine in your glands. Well, by taking a high level, it knocks it back out. And that's very important to get those out because too much of those can also bring on cancer. So iodine to get the thyroid working, and the L-tyrosine and ashwagandha and relora and magnesium. Most all of you, unless you are conscious of this and you're making an effort, are deficient in magnesium. They say 80% of us. The best form of magnesium is bisglycinate, and then glycinate is very good. But also you're going to get some benefit from citrate and some of the other ones out there. But the bisglycinate will get into the cells the best. Malate's good for relaxing the muscles. And there's rub-on oils. But we need to get our magnesium up if you want to relax and you want to sleep well. And so you have to get that. It was fantastic for the blood pressure. It allows the blood vessels to open up and relax. So very, very important in that regard. But it runs over 300 different enzyme functions within the body. So you have to get your magnesium up. How much magnesium? Minimum 600 milligrams. I would say 600 to 800, sometimes 1,000, 1,200, maybe more, especially if you have real high blood pressure. I had a man that blood pressure was 190 over 110 or a little higher than that. And a health food store called me and asked me what to suggest. And I laid out magnesium, I think cell food at the time, CoQ10, hawthorn berry, trying to think what else I put in there. But anyway, I laid that out for him. That man called me the next day and said, thank you, because he hated his blood pressure medicine, made him feel horrible. He said, my blood pressure is normal. And I went, wow. I figured it might take a few weeks, but I assumed the biggest thing was he probably had a severe deficiency in magnesium. And when you're under stress, you're burning magnesium at a much higher rate, and you're burning your B vitamins. Very, very important for stress to get a full range of B vitamins, and especially methyl B12, methylfolate, and methyl B6. Methylform is the way you want to absorb it. And those sometimes come in a sublingual, a little tablet under the tongue, or some droplets. But as we get older, we don't absorb B12 well through our gut. So that's why they do the sublingual forms of those. Very, very helpful to do it that way and to get your body back in line. I one time had adrenal stress, felt horrible, had gone through a lot, divorce, a loss of a business that I loved, all that kind of stuff, and I looked the part. I looked like, to me, I looked like a bloated frog. But after working on that and doing the L-tyrosine, ashwagandha, and then later on the Invigorest, which really helped a lot, that all has gone away. You can reverse that. You can live with chronic fatigue for a long time because the adrenal gland is just exhausted and can't handle the stress, and then get it back. Folks, I want you to look for this on iHeart, on podcasts, but tell your friends and family about Dan's Health Talks. Every Tuesday, depending on where you're at, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, 1 o'clock Eastern, all over the country, all over the world. Thanks again for listening. I really appreciate it.